Item 19, please.
Item 19, Org Unit 3400, Register of Deeds, page 82.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, John LaFave, Register of Deeds. It's a pleasure to appear before you today. And if I had the figures in front of me, I could mention our estimate of how many deaths there would be in Milwaukee County in the next year.
Oh.
But, and births. The Register of Deeds continues to be a revenue generator for Milwaukee County, unlike a few short years ago when we were barely breaking even. The 2014 budget predicts revenues above expenditures over $800,000. So I like using the word surplus that we're contributing to the county general fund. One area in which there's an organizational change is shown in this budget is Strategic Program Area 6, Land Records Modernization. As it mentions, this budget is moved out of the Register of Deeds and it becomes part of the Milwaukee County Automated Mapping and Land Information System, otherwise McCamless program. There's really no operational change. It just has to do with a retained fee that the Register of Deeds has collected for land information. In the recent years, it was two fees, a $2 fee and a $6 fee, that McCamless governed the use of that. And the state recently merged the two and six to be $8. So now this portion will be in the McCamless budget, but all their activities and operations will remain the same, and they will continue to fund a GIS person that works in our department for the benefit of our tax listing section and McCamless. We predict our revenues to be about the same in recording fees in the next year. Might be a slight decrease in real estate transfer fees. And with that, I'll be glad to take any questions.
Supervisor Jersey.
With regard to this free birth certificate implementation, I think, is that still in the courts? I mean, that was challenged in the courts. Where are we on that?
There's all these court lawsuits that have said you cannot require a photo ID at this point in time.
Correct.
But there still exists monies from the original, if I can use the word appropriation, I don't know if that's correct, that the county board made a couple years ago to fund the Register of Deeds giving out free birth records to those who need them to get a photo ID. Photo ID means a driver's license or ID card from the state. And that money has not been used up, and I have not been directed to discontinue the program, so it continues. I would add, if at some point it's very clear, 100%, that photo ID will never be required, if that court suit, that process finishes and it's not needed, then we ought to discontinue giving out the free birth records.
And that's my point here. I doubt, although it, I guess the statutory requirement is still there, but it's challenged in the courts, and I think we're still in the courts. So basically, when someone's requesting that free birth certificate, is it just a matter of requesting a birth certificate, or do they have to state that it's due?
We have a form that they have to fill out, and they have to be near voting age, that they would be voting in the next election. We're not going to give it to a six-year-old. Have to be a Milwaukee County resident, and they state that they're seeking the birth record to obtain voter identification. We do no other qualifying, or we can't investigate things. The requests are actually very small. I don't have the number in front of me, but I'm sure the county board had authorized 5,000. I'm sure we've only given out 2,000 or less.
Do you know how much money's left in that right now?
I don't at the moment. I don't know if anyone to my left has that information.
Could you just get that information to us, please?
Yes.
Thank you. And I ask you this every year, but I'll ask it again. Are you still not giving priority, not in a negative sense, not giving priority to those who come to the teller window in the real estate office to record a deed? They don't get priority over electronic.
Correct. Paper documents, real estate documents that are brought in for recording are put into the queue and recorded in the order they're received so that we can best follow state statute as much as is humanly possible. And I'll make a correction. Last budget session a year ago, you did not ask me about it. Because I remember it so well.
Your interpretation of state statute, and just for the record, we know that Waukesha County does give priority to those folks, and I believe that's still true, and I, for the record, do not agree with your interpretation.
I know so that.
I just want to be heard on that, and we are not voting on separate.
Yes, and if I can add, for the record, Corporation Council has supported our interpretation
and
of following the statute.
Corporation Council's also wrong. Thank you.
What is the, Mr. Chairman, just as a follow-up on that, what is the current delay in recording?
Oh, in record paper documents, I think right now we're at about 2 days. After the fire, when we were shut out of registered deeds, it was probably 9 days. We've brought that down. Electronic recording is almost same day. And 53% of our documents are now received electronically. And we've been at that for about a year. I'd like to see it increase. It's really the way of the future. We cannot mandate it, but it's a way to go.
So we service the title companies before we service our constituents, is my take on it. But thank you.
Thank you, any other comments or questions? Thank you very much. I saw you as I came in, and I'm seeing you as I'm leaving.
What? My pleasure. My joy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I ran just to make sure that
this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.